Gonna be quiet now.
Those are the sounds of a pangolin investigating my microphone. She looks like a small armored anteater the size of a cat, and she's surprisingly energetic for a nocturnal animal that just gave birth. The curious critter originally hails from Asia and Africa, and as NPR recently reported, it's the most trafficked mammal in the world. People in China use its scales in traditional medicine. Justin Miller runs a nonprofit pangolin conservation out of his St. Augustine home. He says the animals are notoriously difficult to conserve because of their fickle eating habits.
In the past, a lot of zoological facilities tried to work with them, say in the 1950s up until about the 1970s or 80s, and they largely failed.
In nature, they eat live insects, and they don't respond well to dishes of gruel. So Miller's made his own pangolin feed, and they love it.
This is mealworms.
These are bags of dried bugs. They're in various stages of life from larvae to adults. Miller says he's hoping his ground insect mixture solves zoo's problems with taking pangolins.
Hopefully some of the animals that we have now will be going to some zoos by the end of the year.
He says he's more than happy to say goodbye if it means more will be born in captivity. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.